I'm not like really worried about dying though. Like I'm not afraid to die. I'm not trying to be tough. Like I'm not afraid to die. But like I'm actually like looking forward to my funeral, which sounds kind of weird because like I just like to have fun, you know. And I'm gonna have fun with my funeral. Because I think you should, like, it's your last party on Earth, you know? It's like, I think you should, like, spice it up. You know, like, I've got a couple things I'm going to do. First thing I'm going to do for my funeral is I'm going to have, like, a chunk of money and send it off to some random celebrity and have them show up at my funeral. Like, save up, like, $5,000 just for this, you know? And be like, here's $5,000, and mail it off to some celebrity, like John Stamos from Full House. Here's $5,000. All you have to do, keep the money, just fly to my funeral, show up, cry, and leave. That's it. That's all you have to do. Just show up, cry. That's it. You don't have to talk to anybody or anything. I just think it'd be great to see all my friends and family at the funeral like, oh my God, I can't believe he's dead, man. He's dead. It's just not right, man. It's just not right. Hey, is that John Stamos? What is he doing here? Did Nick know John Stamos? Oh my God, he's really crying. Were they brothers? Was Nick's last name Stamos?
So you're scared to show your feelings. Maybe I do understand. I don't make a promise I can't keep. I'm about to be a real good friend. In those big green eyes I see a glow, love. I just hope that I'm the one you're dreaming of. So let me be the one to love you. Let me be the one to care. Your flame, oh baby, oh baby, let me be the one. We spend all our time together. We can't stand to sleep alone. When you say you have to leave for now, I miss you before you. All along we thought this was absurd, absurd. Every moment that we spend goes by too fast. Darling, darling, take this chance with me. As I have eyes only for you. Oh, babe, let me be the one to love.
WRGN Radio, Hometown Radio Refreshed, a civic media station. Hey, we've got a chance of showers and thunderstorms today with a high air 68. Showers and thunderstorms likely tonight, lows around 35. Sunshine tomorrow, a nice day with a high air 43. A little cool, but nice. Currently cloudy and 56 degrees. I saw the moon this morning, and I asked Aaron and Lee yesterday, who were from the Racine Astronomical Society, occasionally see a huge moon in the sky. It's huge. And this morning I saw it coming in. It was in the western sky, and it was huge on the horizon. And they said it's because, what did they say again? Something about, it's an illusion, I know that. They said if you put your thumb up to it, you'll see it's very small. It will decrease in size. It's that you have nothing to compare it to. But I did have something to compare it to. The trees and the houses. I have to find out about that. That was freaking me out this morning when I saw them. It was huge in the sky. It was like it was ready to fall on us. And I stopped in the road for a minute. It was a car behind me, and I stopped for a moment just in awe of, look how big it is. I assume it was the moon and not some invading force. But yeah, it was big. It's like when I see it sometimes over Lake Michigan, it looks huge. And they say, because you have nothing to compare it to. If you put your thumb up to it, you'll see it's actually very tiny. Well, I know the moon is, you know. But that was freaky this morning, coming in and looking at that. Oh, well. What am I going to tell? Maybe it's the aliens coming in. Who knows? Coming up tonight, we've got baseball. The Brewers and Pittsburgh, 5:05. The Brewers will be out to take on the Pirates in their hometown in Pittsburgh. So that's 5:05 here on WRJN Radio. Coming up this morning at 7:06, Tim Edis is going to be here. Name sound familiar? Well, he was our vice president general manager. He is WRJN historical marker number 8. We're tracing the history of WRJN, preserving it forever. We're coming up to our 100th birthday. We want to have everybody recorded by our 100th birthday. So this should be a lot of fun. And talking to Tim, I had a good time with him here as vice president general manager. He's a good guy. He does the best Barney Fife impersonation I've ever heard in my life. I'm going to try to imitate him, and I can't. He just says a great Barney Fife. I'll have him do that for you. I'm not going to tell him, though. I'm just going to say, do Barney Fife. So we'll talk to Tim coming up a little later on. 612 WRJN Radio. Thank you for joining us here this morning. Hope you had a good Earth Day yesterday. Hope you didn't do anything dumb like ruin something on the Earth. Hear about those kids in one of the national parks. They took a rock formation that's probably been there millions of years. They took a rock formation and smashed it and broke it and threw it down the hill, which is a federal crime because that's a federal, you know, national park. And I think they're trying to find them. They just decided to destroy rock formations that everybody can enjoy, and they decided they're going to wreck them. Mean people out there. They didn't do it on Earth Day, though. They did last week. Well, they'll get them. Hey, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class of 2024. Some of the people inside that class include Mary J. Blige. Cher finally got in. Cher is on record as saying, I wouldn't go in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame if you gave me $1 million. Well, she's in. Dave Matthews Band, Foreigner, Peter Frampton, Ozzy Osbourne. There's some other groups in there, too, and I can't remember who they are now. I can't remember. I saw the list. This is just a sampling of the list. I saw the list, but those are the big names you'll recognize into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. All right, most people have probably heard parents say, watch your mouth or I'll wash it out with soap. Is that just an idle threat, or did parents actually do that? A poll asked people if they ever had their mouth washed out with soap by their parents. Surprisingly, 12% of people said yes. What's the first thing that comes to mind? A Christmas Story. Remember, he's got the bar of soap in his mouth? He talks about the different brands that taste better. My parents never threatened. They never threatened me with anything. My father used to threaten me if my brother and I didn't take the garbage pail out or clean up after the dog. One day, my father's in the backyard, and he stepped in a pile of the dog stuff, and he comes in. He says, if I see one more thing from that dog back there, you two are going to see blood. That's what he said. Now, he never followed through on any threats. He never laid a finger on us, but we never knew when he was going to snap. So, yeah, so the dog was always cleaned up after. The dog was out there. We weren't home, and the dog made his stuff, and my father came home and stepped in. Like, well, we're going to leave school to go clean up after the dog? I mean, it happened while we weren't home. All right. Some of us think people should have their phones out while eating, but others think it's fine to have them out on the table, charging at a restaurant. Now, there's a new survey out. Unacceptable and unacceptable behaviors at restaurants. Here are some of the results of the survey. Some are surprising. This is just a sampling of them. I didn't get the whole list in here. Taking photos of your food. 75% of people said acceptable. 13% said no. Asking to be seated before the entire party arrives. 69% said it's acceptable. 13% said it's not. I do. They say, how many are you? Well, 2, but, you know, and they seat me. I don't ask to be seated. They just seat me. Asking for a table near a power outlet to charge your device. 51% say that is acceptable. 29% say not. 20% said, I'm not sure of that. Taking an extended period of time to order, decide what you want to order. 48% said it's acceptable. 34% said it's not. Well, You know, if they got a big menu, I would imagine you want to take a, you know, close look at it. You know, see what's on the menu. Flirting with the staff, 23% said acceptable, 57% said no. 20% said they aren't sure it's even cool to flirt with the staff these days. Bringing outside food or drinks into the restaurant, 14% said it's okay. Really? 71% said it's not. I don't think it's acceptable at all. How about snapping your fingers like this, you know, to get the waiter's attention? I think it's rude. 11% say it's acceptable. 81% agree with me. Debating menu prices with the staff. I never heard of that, negotiating prices. 8% said it's okay. 84% said no. Allowing your children to roam free. My wife's got a name for that. Free-range children. 5% said it is acceptable. 90% said no. Saying you won't pay for a dish you didn't like after you ate the whole thing. 4% actually said it's okay to do that. 90% said no. So you ate the whole thing, you didn't like it, and now you want your money back, and you don't want to pay for it. Isn't that weird? Huh. Taylor Swift's Tortured Poets Department. That's her new album. Broke the Spotify record for the most streamed albums in one day. Taylor's also the most streamed artist in a day, and Fortnite is the most streamed song in a day. Now, on the album, there's a diss to Kim Kardashian. I guess they're having a fight. The track is called Thank You, Almi. The letters K-I-M are capitalized. What's the problem with Kim Kardashian? Odd but true, the Meatloaf album, Bad Outta Hell. Remember that back in the 70s? Came out in 1977. It still sells 200,000 copies a year. That is amazing. And the album's from 1977. People still remember. All right. Meatloaf. He was a good actor, too. Saw him in a few movies. He was in a movie with Steve Martin, where Steve Martin played a preacher. It's called Leap of Faith. He was very good in that movie. All right, you never know where the next superstar is coming from. 2 years ago, 47 cats were rescued after being found crammed into a hot car at a rest stop in Minnesota. The cats were piled up from floor to ceiling. Their owner had been living in the car with them. The owner agreed to surrender the cats to animal shelters, and now one of those cats is a model for an ad campaign at Target. You never know where the next star is coming from. I hope that star is taking care of the other cats, you know, giving them some of the money. Yeah. 619 WRJN, I'm Don Rosen, and you're at Hometown Radio, refreshed as Civic Media Station, WRJN. Stay right where you are. WRJN, the chance of showers and thunderstorms today with a high near 68 degrees. Showers and thunderstorms likely tonight, lows 35. Sunshine tomorrow, beautiful day, a little chilly, highs near 43. Currently it's cloudy and 56 degrees. It's beautiful, isn't it? Brewers take on the Pirates tonight in Pittsburgh. 5:05 game time on WRJN Radio, Hometown Radio Refreshed, a Civic Media station. You know what a doppelganger is? That's somebody who looks just like you. All right? It's somebody, you know, just it's your twin, your double. A Michigan man claims he won a $500,000 lottery after a celebrity doppelganger inspired him to buy a ticket. He was watching a movie where the star who looks just like him wins big in the lottery. So he took it as a sign, bought a ticket, $1.5 million. The man is anonymous. It's not clear who his doppelganger is. You have a doppelganger? I have two of them. People say I look like Elliot Gould. I was in Walgreens a couple of months ago, and the lady behind the register is a little older, and she said, "Well, look who's here, Elliot Gould." Now, most people don't know who Elliot Gould is. He was a big actor in the 70s and 80s, most recently starred in the Ocean's 11 and Ocean's 12 movies. But he was married to Barbara Streisand at one time. But anyway, and he was in the original movie MASH. He played Trapper John in the original movie. Anyway, so I go into Walgreens. He says, "Look who's here, Elliot Gould." I get that a lot. The other one is Marvin Hamlisch, you know, the composer. But yeah, Elliot Gould is the one. So that's my doppelganger. But I never won $500,000 by following those two or getting any advice from them. Kevin Bacon visited the high school from the movie Footloose for its 40th anniversary. The students reached out to him and together with his foundation put together 5,000 resource kits for those in need. Now think about this. Not only were none of those kids, those students, even born when the movie came out, I don't think their parents were even born when the movie came out. Chances are they weren't. Earth Day yesterday. Well, we had another holiday overshadowed because of Earth Day. It was National Jelly Bean Day yesterday. I didn't see people promoting that on TV. It was all Earth Day, Earth Day, Earth Day. I didn't see ABC World News with David Muir doing anything but National Jelly Bean Day yesterday. In all fairness, I didn't really talk about it either. When you think of a grandmother, you think of a kindly older woman who dotes on her grandchildren. Right? All right. Then there's this grandmother in Michigan who was arrested last Thursday after she helped her granddaughter beat up another student in an elementary school bathroom. The grandmother held the girl down while her granddaughter started punching her. See, when I think of a kindly old grandmother, I think of that grandmother from the TV show The Waltons, you know, or Whistler's Mother, something like that. I don't think of a grandmother holding down another kid so my granddaughter can beat her up. A Florida couple busted. Now, listen, this is what I call moron news. We'll have the regular news coming up a little later on, but this is moron news. A Florida couple busted after they tried to forge $1 million lottery ticket. Police say they took two non-winning tickets and crudely put them together and pretended as they were $1 million winner. The police officer on charge there said he wasn't impressed. He said, "You got to do a lot better than this." There's a barcode on there. And when they scan the ticket, it's going to tell you whether it's a winner or not. And what did they do, scotch tape two tickets together to get $1 million winner? Did they really think that was going to work? That's why I call it moron news. You wonder where the next morons are coming from? These two in Florida. All right. If you had a random door in your basement of your new house that does not lead outside and it was blocked by a metal cabinet, would you open it up? Ooh, I get the chills thinking about it. Could you sleep in that house without knowing what was behind the door? Well, a man's life has turned into a real-life horror movie after he stumbled upon a hidden door in his basement. The chilling discovery was made shortly after he moved into his new home, where he found a secret room concealed behind a metal cabinet. Sharing his eerie find on Reddit, the man wrote, "The previous owners of my new house blocked this hidden basement room off with a shelf. The door does not lead outside." He said, "My dogs won't go near the door, so I'm doubly not opening it." A couple of things here. Didn't you walk through the house before you bought it and say, "Gee, I wonder what that hidden door is," and ask the owners or the real estate agent? And didn't, you know, usually when you buy a house, you hire somebody to go through and check everything out. Yeah, you check a home guy to go look through the house and let you know if there's anything wrong with it. Didn't you do that? Didn't they say, "Gee, there's a door in the basement with a dead body behind it," or something like that? "We suspect there's, you know, somebody hidden in there. There's money in there." Didn't? I mean, I would have done that. And once I found out I was in his predicament, I would have asked for my money back. I would have sold the house. Gotten out of there. I'm not one of these people that likes to live in fear. Tesla ordered the recall 4,000 of its Cybertrucks due to an accelerator pedal that sticks in place when pressed down. I can see where that's a problem. Yeah. Okay, we've got some tickets to give away to the Wisconsin State Fair. As a matter of fact, I am going to give you your choice of shows to go to. How do you like that? All right? Okay, we've got the Brothers Osborne coming to the stage of the State Fair, the main stage, Sunday, August 4th. Known for their gritty vocals, electrifying guitar riffs, and they're ready to rock. With special guest star Sarah Evans. The Brothers Osborne and Sarah Evans on stage at the Wisconsin State Fair. Charlie Barron's Funny Man coming to the Wisconsin State Fair main stage Thursday, August 8th. Join him for a night of uproarious comedy. He's the hilarious voice between the Cripescast podcast here on Civic Media. Charlie Barron's Wisconsin's Funny Man. You can go see him at the State Fair if you'd like. Or how about TLC, the iconic trio that brought you hits like No Scrubs and Waterfalls. They'll be taking the stage alongside the sensational Jordan Sparks. All right, so there's your three choices. You got Charlie Barron's Funny Man, you got TLC and Jordan Sparks, and you got the Brothers Osborne with Sarah Evans. I'll let you pick which show you want to go to at the Wisconsin State Fair. Give me a call if you haven't won anything in the past 60 days. 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN. 262-634-9756. The phone lines are open, and we'll give it to the first caller that gets in. Phone lines are open now. Now's your chance to get in. You get to choose any of those three shows. Charlie Barron's, TLC, and the Brothers Osborne. A lot of shows to choose from. So give a call, 262-634-9756. For today, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs near 68 degrees. Showers and thunderstorms tonight. Lows 35. Sunny and beautiful with a high near only 43 tomorrow. But nice. Right now, cloudy and 56 degrees. And don't forget the Brewers. Take on the Pittsburgh Pirates tonight live on WRJN, 5.05 p.m. We'll have local news from Stuart J. Waddles coming up in just a moment here at WRJN, Hometown Radio Refreshed.
It's a plane. I like to get out there. I like to keep it moving. I love airports. Feel safe in airports thanks to the high-caliber individuals we have working at X-Ray Security. How about this crack squad of savvy, motivated personnel? The way you want to set up your airport security is you want the short, heavy-set woman at the front with the skin-tight uniform. That's your first line of defense. You want those pants so tight the flap in front of the zipper has pulled itself open. You can see the metal tangs hanging on for dear life. Then you put the bag on the conveyor belt, goes through the little luggage car wash. Then you have that other genius down at the other end looking in the little X-ray TV screen. This Einstein has chosen to stand in front of X-rays 14 hours a day as his profession. Looking in that thing. I have looked in that TV screen. I cannot make out one object. He's standing there. What is that, a hair dryer with a scope on it? That looks okay. Keep it moving. Some sort of bowling ball candle. Yeah, I got no problem with that. Just, you know, we don't want to hold up the line.
You're always on the run now, running after somebody.
text message. It asked me, did I say something about being charged for No Mo May? No, there's no charge for it. What the mayor said when he was in here, Mayor Corey Mason said, you can buy a sign if you want for $25 and put it on your lawn, No Mo May, to kind of promote it. And also keeps you from getting tickets and stuff. But, you know, you're not going to get a ticket, I don't think. People know it's No Mo May. But if you wanted to, you don't have to, but if you wanted to, and you felt like donating $25 to the cause, you can buy a sign. But you don't have to if you don't want to. It was just a thing people can use to promote. You give you a lawn sign that says No Mo May and, you know, protect the honeybees. But, you know, that's your choice if you want to do that or not. But there's no charge for that. By the way, if you got a question for me, you can text me at 262-300-7445. That's 262-300-7445. You can text me, or if I have a guest, like I will later on, you can text a question if you'd like. 262-300-7445. And yes, we have more tickets to give away to the State Fair this week. I'll have more to give away this morning. We got so many tickets to give away because we got three acts we're giving tickets away to. Three. One, two, three. And your choice. We're giving you choices. That's what we like here. Hometown Radio Refresh, the Civic Media Station, WRJN. Not only 1400 AM, but now 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM in Kenosha. It's 6:39. We have news from Stuart J. Waddles in our news center this morning. The new Racine Unified School Board got right to work last night after electing leadership and swearing in new members. The board granted approval for $150 million in spending to renovate several schools, including projects at Schulte, Horlick, and Olympia Brown. Jane Barbian was unanimously chosen to resume her role as president, while Allie Doxey was reelected as the board's vice president. I hope I'm getting those names right. Grace Allen and Mike Bellagio were officially sworn into office. Almost $50,000 in damage was done in a Racine garage fire yesterday. The response led to traffic issues on Spring Street in the mid-afternoon. Racine fire officials say the fire in a two-stall garage was put out quickly by stopping it from spreading to nearby homes and vehicles. The cause of the fire under investigation, no injuries reported. Just two of the stories Stuart J. Waddles is watching for us this morning. He'll have more coming up. So stay right here, WRJN. In show business, two cast members have been announced for an Office spinoff show. Wonder who they are. And the hotel from the movie The Shining caught fire. Luckily, it was contained. So let's take a look at the box office from this past weekend. The box office top five, our good buddy Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters is here. Brett, what do we have?
Well, we had three wide releases this past weekend, and all of them are in the top five. The first was Spy Family Code White, an anime film from distributor Crunchyroll. It took in $4.9 million to earn the fifth position. And number four was The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare, a war drama action movie directed by Guy Ritchie and starring Henry Cavill, which made $9 million over the weekend to take the fourth slot. And number three, with $9.5 million, was Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire, in its fourth week of release. And at number four was the last of the new mainstream new releases for the weekend, a vampire movie called Abigail from Universal Pictures, which earned $10.2 million. And that's because, for the second week in a row, it was A24's Civil War earning the top spot at the box office. $11.2 million was enough for this action thriller about embedded journalists following rebel factions in a future America to hold off the competition for the win. All things could change this upcoming weekend because there are plenty of new releases, including Unsung Hero, which is a film about the family of the popular Christian recording artist For King and Country, Challengers, a sports drama starring Zendaya, Boy Kills World, an R-rated action movie starring Bill Skarsgård, and the 45th anniversary re-release of Alien, directed by Ridley Scott. There is so much to go see at the movies. Go check out a film today.
Thank you, Brett. Brett Hoffman going to be back on Friday morning to let us know what the new movies in theaters will be for the weekend. Brett Hoffman, good buddy of mine. He's been here many, many years reporting on the movies industry for us. And just a quick reminder here, always remember that you have choices. Hospice Alliance can provide your loved one care in their home or the home of a family member, in a senior community or skilled nursing home. Hospice Alliance also provides care in their Pleasant Prairie Hospice House. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back to education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. That's hospicealliance.org. Looking for a cloudy day today. Showers and thunderstorms a possibility with a high near 68. Showers and thunderstorms likely tonight. Lows around 35. I hate when there are thunderstorms. Don't know if it's going to screw up my computers, my Wi-Fi. Notice how he didn't say burn the house down. But I'm just worried about the other thing. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 43. Right now, it's cloudy and 56 degrees. At WRJN at Radio Park. That's right, Radio Park. I forgot that's what we call it now, Radio Park. We used to call it that. Now we call it that again. The Brewers will be at Pittsburgh to play the Pirates 5:05 p.m. this afternoon in baseball on WRJN Radio. Well, how many close friends do you have? Think about it. Most people in a new poll said between 2 and 5. But don't give up on making new friends as you get older. The poll also found seniors actually have the most close friends. They're also more likely to say making friends is easy. My mother, no matter where she moved to, always made close friends. She was just able to do that. Me? Not so much. My wife is my close friend. I do have a friend who's in the radio business, very close friend of mine. I talk to this guy like, you know, he's my bro friend. And I've known him for many, many years, and he knows who he is. All right, is it better for your marriage to have a joint bank account or a separate bank account? Interesting question. According to a new study out of Indiana University, one secret to a longer, happier relationship is to make sure you're having a joint bank account. Researchers believe this shows that merging finances leads to aligned financial goals, increased transparency, and shared understanding of marital responsibilities. I know people that have different bank accounts. They each have their own bank account. And they pay their own bills out of each bank account. Sometimes it works for them. I know two people very close to me that do that. It just works for them. With me, I don't think that would work. Yeah, we don't have separate bank accounts that I know of. All right, here's a fun fact for you. Have you ever zoned out at work? Now tell your boss why. Human brains are predisposed toward distraction. The average brain wanders for an average of 47% of the day. We had a big staff meeting here yesterday. And if you listen closely, you were able to hear. No, nobody slept through it. They'd say that Donald Trump is sleeping through his trial. He said he zones out, his eyes close, and his head goes down during the trial. I know if I was on a criminal trial, I don't think I'd doze off during it. I think I'd be so wide awake. But I'm not going to find that out. Let's see. The American Film Institute put together a list of the 100 greatest movie quotes of all time. Here are the top five. Number one, from Gone with the Wind. Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. And by the way, the producers of Gone with the Wind, David O. Selznick, fined $5,000 for using the word damn in a movie. You got to say this. I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse. Marlon Brando from The Godfather, 1972. You don't understand. Here's another Brando line. You don't understand. I could have had class. I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody instead of a bum, which is what I am. That's from On the Waterfront. Another Brando line, 1954. Toto, I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore. Judy Garland from The Wizard of Oz. And here's Looking at You, Kid, from Casablanca. We don't have too many quotes from modern movies anymore, do we? There's not too many notable quotables in the movies today. One of my favorites from The Godfather. Leave the gun, take the cannoli. Remember that after they kill Paulie? Remember that? They leave him in the car with the dead in the car. He says, take the gun. Who said that? What was his name? Oh, the big guy. I can't think of his name. It went out of my head for a second there. Yeah. Take the gun. Take the cannoli. Leave the gun. That's a good one. All right, this is probably a joke, but a hospital worker posted a photo from the break room. People are charging $2 to use the microwave, and a monthly pass costs $30. Not a bad idea. It's got to be a joke. They're saying no. They say it's real. All right, what's a wise saying that actually is dumb? All right, we say cheaters never prosper, even though they often do. Flattery will get you nowhere. That's just naive. It does get you somewhere. And there's no stupid questions. Obviously, that is inaccurate. There are stupid questions. They're asked every day. A guy on Reddit wants advice after he refused to be his best man at his twin brother's wedding. Now, before you say that's awful, check this out. He wouldn't be his best man. He wouldn't be the best man at his twin brother's wedding because his twin is marrying his ex-girlfriend. Now, there's no word if his brother stole the girl, but that is kind of awkward. I don't know. It depends how that relationship ended. If it ended not well, I'm not sure of that. New survey of college seniors found only 2% want to work from home full time. Everyone else wants to be at an office job or on site at least part of the time. Around 2/3 said they want to work face to face most days or every day. 34% said they'd like it if they had to occasionally go to work. Just 1 in 50 would rather work in their pajamas from their couch every day. I wouldn't. You got lazy. You got to get dressed and go to work. All right, WRT, and I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for being here at your hometown radio, Refreshed, a Civic Media station. WRJN interviewed that man once. He was very good, very honest. You know, I love interviews where people are honest. They tell me stories sometimes that aren't that flattering, and he was one of those people. Phil Collins, what a great guy. All right, it is 6:53 at WRJN Radio. My wife and I send inspirational quotes to each other in the morning, first thing in the morning, because I leave generally when she's sleeping. And so when she gets up, she sends me an inspirational quote for the day, and I send her one too. And here's the one I sent her today. The best and most beautiful things in the world cannot be seen or even touched. They must be felt with the heart. Now, if I tell you who said that quote, it's even more inspirational. Helen Keller, blind and deaf. Yet, listen to her accomplishments in life. Helen Keller was an author, disability rights advocate, activist, and lecturer. And it surprised me, she lived to 1968. Helen Keller couldn't hear, couldn't see, but look what she accomplished in her lifetime. And we gripe about how hard life is. This lady wrote a book. She was an advocate for disability rights. She was a political activist and lecturer. and she couldn't hear, and she couldn't see. That quote again, the best and most beautiful things in the world cannot be seen or even touched. They must be felt with the heart. Helen Keller. What an original, huh? I don't think we'll see another Helen Keller, at least in my lifetime. Wow. Hey, by the way, if you want to text me, you can. You can text our guest, too, here at the radio station, 262-300-7445. Now, I'll repeat that again, but when you do text me, put your first name on there so I know who, you know, texted, okay? So just put your first name on there. 262-300-7445, 262-300-7445, and I'll try to answer it on the air. If I can, I'll, you know, text you an answer. We'll see if we can do it that way. Okay, I know we love it when our dogs lick our face. However, what do you hear this? Here are three reasons why you shouldn't let your dog lick your face. You can get tapeworms if your dog's been in contact with a dead animal. You can get salmonella poisoning if it's gotten into the trash. And you can get a parasite called cryptosporidium that attacks your intestines. We know cryptosporidium here, right? Back in the 1980s, remember? Cryptosporidium was in our water in the southeast Wisconsin area. And we had t-shirts made. Cryptosporidium, a great bug on a great lake. Remember that? They actually had those shirts floating around. All right. Here are the most annoying drivers on the road. And boy, I'm telling you, I run into them every day. People who text and drive, people who tailgate, people who skip the line and go to an exit in front and then try to merge. You ever see those people? They get in that lane all the way on the right just to get ahead of the traffic lane and they merge in and cause more traffic. Tailgating's my worst one. I run into it every morning. People are late for work and they want to go faster than 30 miles an hour, the speed limit, and they're going to push my car to go faster because they didn't plan out properly. Where I plan out everything. In the morning, I'm not late. Watch, tomorrow morning I'll be late. I try to get there on time, and they're late. So now they're going to tailgate me, flash their lights at me to move faster than 30 miles an hour. And guess what? I'm not doing it. There you go. 45% of people say they've gained weight at their current job. The top reasons are because they're sitting all day. They're too tired from work to exercise. That's a good excuse. They overeat because of job stress. How about those office treats? Do you remember that line on Seinfeld? Remember that episode on Seinfeld? What was that thing they had? Yeah, Elaine, they were serving birthday cakes all the time, and then they figured out when there was nobody's birthday in the office, they'd celebrate something by having a cake, and Elaine was getting a sugar high, and she had trouble dealing with it. And then she wound up eating a cake that cost like $2,000 from her boss's refrigerator. Remember that? All right. Let's give away some more tickets to the Wisconsin State Fair. Charlie Behrens coming to the State Fair. Funny man on the main stage Thursday, August 8th. We've got the brothers Osborne and Sarah Evans on stage at the Wisconsin State Fair main stage Sunday, August 4th. And the group TLC and Jordan Sparks on stage live at the Wisconsin State Fair. That will be coming up on Friday, August 2nd. If you want to go to any of those shows, give me a call right now, 262-634-9756, 262-634-WRJN, and I will give you a pair of tickets to the Wisconsin State Fair. Your choice, whatever concert you want, 262-634-9756. If you haven't won anything in the past 60 days, give us a call right now. Hi, what show you want to go see?
Oh, Charlie Behrens, for sure.
Charlie Behrens, for sure, no doubt. What's your first name?
Marina? Yeah, like where the boats dock.
Okay, the marina, okay. Hey, Marina, hold on the line. We're going to get you tickets to go see Charlie Behrens at the Wisconsin State Fair, okay?
Awesome.
Hold on. Awesome. Hold on. Don't go anywhere, Marina. I like that name, Marina. I don't think it's Marine. Well, Maureen like Marina. I'll find out. 658 WRJN Radio. Got a text message real quickly. Let's see if I can get to it before we take the news break here. Hold on a second. See if I get to that. No, there's not a charge for No Mo May. Somebody else asked. Jeff, there's not a charge. It's only if you feel like buying a sign to promote it. That's it.